Thank you, Ken.
I just want to ask about Christian. Saw he's in the lineup today. Is the swelling gone down and all that? How's he doing?
The swelling is still there, I had a brief conversation with him, and he said he feels good. He's going to go out and test it here at BP. So we decided to pencil him in the lineup and see how he feels post BP. Obviously, the concerns are if there's discomfort, if there's any vision issues, but right now at this point, there's none of that. And he wants to play. It's a Christian Walker moment where he feels like he wants to be on the field at any cost, and we'll give him that opportunity.
Evan Thompson.
Hi, Tori. After the play where Christian took the ball in the face, the camera showed the look on Josh's face, and he looked awful. How's he doing with this?
Good, good. You know, this is such a tight-knit group that, I got a chance to see the interaction post-game, and Josh felt terrible. Look, you don't try and potentially do anything wrong during a baseball game, and then you certainly don't have the intent to make a play that's going to put one of your teammates in a bad situation where you can get injured. But it happens in this game. And it was a pretty cool interaction for me, get a chance to watch that. So it stays with you because you feel bad as a player when you're responsible for that. And I think Josh took that accountability, took on that accountability. But those things happen. I think Christian knew that, and we've moved on.
Okay, Cora,
what did you like about this for Perdomo? What did you like about this opportunity to give him the start today?
Yeah, I felt like he's worked hard to get here. He's ready for this challenge. He's excited. He's going to play with some energy. On top of that, he's a good baseball player, and he's going to pick up the baseball. He's going to make the plays, and he's going to put the barrel on the ball. So I just wanted to give him the chance instead of sitting around, letting that excitement sit inside of him and go nowhere. I thought I'd get him on the field as soon as possible and turn him loose.
Steve Gilbert.
Hey, Tori. Just what did Riley Smith bring by eating up those innings yesterday? Five innings really kind of saved your bullpen as you guys head to Coors after this.
Yeah. Those are those little moments in the game that the common fan doesn't understand exactly what Riley gave us in preserving our guys for today's game and giving us a chance to have a fully loaded bullpen. He shouldered a lot of responsibility. He had good stuff, and he actually threw the ball pretty good for his five innings. But what it meant was, we were trying to get Caleb to a certain pitch count where we knew Riley could potentially take over if the game started to get out of hand and let him finish it. And, we were between 85 and 95 pitches, and he did everything that we needed him to do. He took on that responsibility by attacking the zone and controlling what he could by making pitches when he was supposed to. So, end of the day, it equals an opportunity for us to go out and play with a full bullpen, and that's a great team moment.
I know it's not a 60-game season, so that helps in this regard, but I'm wondering if there's any concern about guys starting to press, given the way that you guys have started, and feel a need to talk to them about that.
No, not at all. We're going to have these moments. Just thinks that it's happened at the beginning of the year, but this is a good baseball team. We all know it, and yesterday was a clunker. I said that yesterday, and I like the way this team is playing, and I believe in this team, and they believe in themselves. So no need for me to address that. No need for me to panic. No need for anybody to do anything. We just need to be ourselves, go out and play our type of baseball, and we're going to be just fine.
All right, guys. We'll have Christian at 11:15.
Thank you. Happy Easter.
Thanks, Tori.